Data isn't just changing marketing, it's revolutionizing it. In a world where CEOs demand concrete ROI and marketers drown in metrics, Cohen Powell's offers a lifeline with his groundbreaking approach to marketing analytics. The challenge isn't getting more data, we're already swimming in it, but extracting meaningful insights that drive decisions. Think of it like your car's dashboard. You don't need to understand the engine's intricacies to know when you're running out of gas. Similarly, effective marketing dashboards distill complex information into actionable intelligence, connecting marketing efforts directly to financial outcomes. What separates true analytics dashboards from mere scorecards? The underlying models that connect metrics, allowing you to change inputs and instantly see projected outcomes. When implemented properly, these systems integrate diverse data sources, link marketing activities to financial results, and provide a consistent view of market performance across departments. For companies like Avaya, Google, and Vanguard, these dashboards have transformed not just reporting, but strategic planning and organizational culture. When taking your marketing global, should you standardize or localize? The answer depends on institutional, cultural, and economic ICE dimensions across borders. In emerging markets, advertising generates stronger awareness but weaker brand attitudes than in mature markets. Without strong consumer protection, people scrutinize marketing messages more carefully. 74% of Latin American consumers trust TV advertising versus just 49% in the EU. In collectivistic cultures like China and India, consumers rely more on group opinions, making them less responsive to direct marketing appeals. L'Oréal experienced this when their individualistic slogan, "Because I am worth it," failed in emerging markets, prompting a shift to, "Because we are worth it." Income levels matter too. High-income consumers can afford emotional brand connections, while low-income consumers prioritize functionality and price. For your global strategy, measure metrics consistently but prioritize differently based on market context. In emerging markets, focus on reach over frequency. Be patient with word-of-mouth development and concentrate on being trusted rather than loved. Even brilliant analytics fail if poorly presented. Effective dashboard design balances simplicity with insight through 7 key characteristics: simplicity, clarity, compactness, readability, insight, interactivity, and action orientation. The Innofec RightChair dashboard exemplifies these principles by showing only essential information: total money allocated to 4 marketing channels, minimal colors, 14 planning days, clear labels, profit timing, one-button adjustments, and visual scenario comparison. Information structure shapes understanding. Position critical data in the upper dashboard where users naturally scan first, and use white space strategically. Cramming too much information reduces clarity. Avoid dashboard sins like lacking focus on goals, displaying data without insight, and separating metrics from business objectives. Procter & Gamble demonstrates excellence with heat maps showing product market share across countries, with box sizes indicating growth importance. Their approach highlights both problems and opportunities, helping marketers take smarter risks. As P&G's CIO explains, it's about getting beyond the what to the why and the how, directing attention where most needed. Building a dashboard is one thing. Getting people to use it is another entirely. Implementation faces common obstacles: employees fearing exposure of weaknesses, regional executives claiming unique circumstances, and disagreements about marketing channel value. To overcome these challenges, demonstrate how dashboards help employees excel and earn rewards. Involve stakeholders early and use correlation analysis to show channel contributions. Effective dashboards must be useful, aligned with strategy, and clearly presented. Marketing analytics dashboards both require and reinforce a culture committed to smarter marketing. 3 factors drive adoption: managing by exception in our information overloaded environment, focusing on metrics directly impacting business outcomes and organizational pressures creating openness to change. Motivate adoption by articulating each employee's specific role and impact. Show sales teams how their activities correlate with revenue and help specialists understand their contribution to lead generation. For optimizing marketing investments, follow the golden rule. Distribute resources proportionally to their effectiveness. Consider gradual adjustment through field experiments, as Inefect did when discovering their Google AdWords, 13% of budget, returned 55.72 per euro, while flyers, 80% of budget, returned only 0.57. Organizations perform best with 5/20 metrics. To identify the crucial ones, follow a two-step process. Identify leading performance indicators, then narrow to key leading performance indicators, KLPIs. Using Sir Clive Granger's causality principle, test whether a metric helps predict future performance beyond what past performance alone would predict. If it does, that metric, Granger causes performance. After identifying these leading indicators, rank them by importance to focus on 5-10 key metrics. Vector autoregressive models reveal how marketing actions affect metrics over time, how metrics convert into sales, and both direct and indirect effects. For a male shaving product, VAR analysis showed communication awareness led sales with 10 times the impact of other KPIs. Surprisingly, allows shaving against the grain and good enough shave emerged as strong product KLPIs, while imagery showing ordinary yet attractive to opposite sex men drove sales effectively, contradicting what consumers directly reported as important. The internet provides better accountability but overwhelms managers with choices. Despite claims of uniqueness, emerging channels should be measured by how they move the needle for the business, not vanity metrics like tweet counts or page views. Online advertising typically requires customer action rather than passive exposure, making customer-initiated contacts more valuable. Content-integrated contacts, like organic search results, generally have the highest sales impact because customers are actively seeking relevant information. Many managers still use last-click attribution, which favors bottom-funnel channels over top-funnel exposure. Research shows switching from optimal allocation to last-click methods would decrease revenues by 28%, while KPI methods could increase revenue by 17%. For social media, track 4 key metrics: quantity, volume, sentiment, positive-negative mentions, dispersion, variation in sentiment, and topic, conversation content. A U.S. fashion retailer found all word-of-mouth types increased traffic more than paid marketing, with purchase-related WOM generating a 26% traffic increase when doubled, outperforming ad-related WOM at 13%. Marketing analytics don't stifle creativity, they enhance it. CMOs at Target, Fidelity, and MasterCard confirm science enriches the art in marketing, and art accelerates the science. Effective dashboard implementation requires commitment, communication, and a cultural shift toward accountability. Success depends on managerial support, strategic alignment, and employee engagement. Dashboards only work when users understand them, believe in their value, and want to use them. The data revolution is fundamentally about organizational culture change, not just technology. 7 strategies for instilling accountability include measuring immediately rather than waiting for perfect conditions, implementing metrics across all marketing activities, investing in data infrastructure, coordinating campaign measurements, establishing clear objectives, involving external partners, and linking performance to compensation. Research shows 5 key success factors that boost company performance by 8 to 20%. Top management support, a supportive analytics culture, IT support, appropriate data, and analytics skills. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest in marketing analytics, it's whether you can afford not to in today's data-driven marketplace.